Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Jane Twin. It's the 12th of June, and I'm just making breakfast at the minute, and I've put the egg cooker to use, so it's boiling away at the moment, or steaming, rather, the eggs. It's a bit early for me, as I'm sure you can hear. I haven't even had my first cup of tea yet, but I want to report back this morning, now that I'm sober. The instructions don't look quite so daunting. So basically, well, there's a table and how many, it basically goes by how many eggs you put in there and how well you want them done. I don't know, I mean, it came with a little beaker, and that's actually got drawing on to say, you know, how well you want the egg done, and then it's got markings for how many eggs. So that's fine. What I don't know is if you ever lost a little beaker, and then it says things like, you don't need as much water. So, you know, that's already not that egg boiling takes a lot of water anyway. But I mean, the amount of water, minuscule really. So I don't know how you'd work out 31 milliliters though. I don't think I'd have anything that can do that. for getting four eggs to medium well. So yeah, I think you need to keep the little beaker, which I don't think is a problem. But yeah, it's steaming away nicely at the minute. So it's not quite as noisy as boiling the eggs on the hob. And it's certainly not spitting water. All it's doing is there are three holes at the top in the lid, and that's where some steam is coming out. And that's all. And I can see there's a little red light on. I can't remember which one I plumped for now. Some of them give an audible noise when they're finished, but some of them just sort of go click and off. So you have to kind of keep an eye on it. So we'll see. It was fairly straightforward. So we'll see what happens next. I'll check back again in a bit. Right, okay, so the eggs are now... I've got Simon here with me, I should say.
Hello.
So...
We'll all miss this bit.
The eggs boiled. So that's fine. Then I discovered a bit of a drawback, because if they're in the egg cooker, you can't very well frighten them.
What do you mean by frighten them?
Yeah, would you call it English?
We don't have any word for this in English. We don't do this in English.
Why? the Eier erschrecken. Well, that's basically what you're doing. So they're
dipping them in cold water.
Boiled eggs, right? So they're just boiled, and then you as quickly as you can, as soon as they're finished, you put them into cold water to give them a shock, and that means you can peel them more easily afterwards. And then, you know, you should be able to just peel it off, and that little skin, that little membrane between the eggshell and the actual egg should come off really easily, rather than you having to go in and taking lots of egg off as you're kind of, you know, trying
shelf.
To dig your, you know, digging your fingernails in.
It separates the shell from the egg white.
Yeah, so slight drawback on this, how to get the hot eggs out as quickly as possible and the cold water, which is obviously no problem if you're doing it in a saucepan. I didn't think of that before. Right, but also it was so quick that I'm not worried whether they're actually boiled properly.
Whether they're cooked, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just opening up one. It peels easily enough. So even though I didn't do it straight away. Or do you think maybe could it be if they're steamed rather than boiled? Does it do it anyway? Oh, there's another one to try out next time. Don't frighten them and see what happens. But this peels very easily. So far, so good. And on the outside, the egg yolks, the egg white's done. I can happily pause here. Yes. Right, and... Oh, look at that.
It looks fine.
It's fine. It's actually... Well, that's interesting. And it's actually... it's not actually runny yolk. It's not at all runny. It's actually already... So we could... So I went for the... Because they've got well done, medium well, and medium. Honestly, I wish they'd just call it what people usually call it, as in hard boiled, soft, and runny yolk. So it may be that medium is the runny yolk option.
Mm.
So that'll be one to try out next time. But it's certainly done, so yeah. Yeah, because there's no time on there. And it said here that one egg, 30 mil, nine minutes, it said. But I thought, you know, just out of fun, I'll set the timer on my phone, see how long it takes. Thinking, oh, if I've got 9 minutes, no problem. I can, you know, I can easily get the breakfast ready in the meantime. Not helped by the fact that the toaster didn't want to cooperate and I had to find a different socket for it. It was already done after 4 minutes. That's why I was a bit suspicious.
How do you mean done? Quick.
Well, it went...
It switched itself off?
Yeah.
So it boiled the water away.
Yeah, or most of it, because it likes to have a little bit of water in there so the plate doesn't go dry. It doesn't like that when it's cooling down.
So apparently. It switched itself off.
See, already. I did read the instructions. And then, yeah, and it sort of went and switched off. But there was a tiny noise, and because I was sort of listening out for anything happening over there, and then I saw that the little light clicked off. So I thought, okay, it's finished. So I got to my phone, it was just over 4 minutes.
But you left the cover on, so the steam still stayed inside.
Oh yes, I did actually. So does that mean I steamed them a bit longer?
Maybe.
Ooh, okay, I have another experiment coming on here. But it seems the more eggs you use, the less water you need. So maybe also that's for one egg that takes 9 minutes, but the more eggs you have, the shorter the whole time. So maybe they would have been runny if I got them out straight away. Well, there we go. There's another one to try for next Sunday. Oh, isn't this exciting? Right. Okay. I think we'll try and eat them now. That's true, because I was faffing about with the toaster. Right, okay. Well, thank you for listening to my experiment here. And I'll speak to you again soon. Have a lovely Sunday.
Toodle-bye.
Bye.